Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our pal Matt Clement joining us here to talk all things sports, and it's baseball season, so we'll pick his brain a little into that. Matt, good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything's great. How are you guys doing?
We are great. We're good. Pirates last night, not good. Let's start in just... And let's keep it light some. Did you ever, and you can admit this, because we'll just look it up at Baseball Reference if not. Did you ever just get absolutely bombed and you're like, man, I want nothing more than to get out of here and get back into the clubhouse and start the day over or be made to have to wear one and work like six innings so the bullpen didn't get taxed? You ever just get, just have a bad day out there?
Unfortunately, yeah, multiple times in my life in the minor leagues and in the major leagues, and it's not a fun feeling when things aren't going your way, number one, and then number two, you're getting bombed at the same time, and it seems like those are the days you get a couple flare singles mixed in there, and you, a weird hit batsman, and a couple walks, and then the laser show happens after that, and the balls are just flying all over the place, and they're not fun days, that's for sure.
What's it like, Matt, and I can't recall if you were on a team like this or not, but when it's a team fully young guys, maybe not a lot of veteran leadership in the room, and you know, or at least you have a decent idea, you're not going to be very good, and then the writing starts to get put on the wall, and you start a season 1-4, maybe, and you lose 14-1 in Cincinnati. Who's it up to in that case to kind of be the tone setter and remind everyone, hey, it may not be pretty all the time, but we've still got to come in every day and do our jobs.
Well, and you look at the how they're 1-4. Now, yesterday was a disaster, but the other games, like, it's in a season where you know that's kind of it's inevitable that might be the way this season goes. Those 3-5 losses and a couple of those losses at Wrigley are in a normal season, that's like, hey, we didn't get that one. But in a season like this, you're like, man, that's a game we got to get, because that just helps us and pushes us along a little bit further. But at the same time, in turn, that puts more pressure on you too. You know, feeling like when we get the chance to get this win, we got to grab it. So I was on a couple teams lately. In my second year with the Padres was my first full year. We won the World Series the year I got called up. And they you know, that team, basically the majority of it, the Kevin Brown, Caminiti, a lot of those guys got stripped away and went other ways, and they started like a rebuild. We weren't great then, but we still had some veteran. I mean, still had Tony Gwynn there and some real veteran leadership. And then after my second full year, I got traded to the Marlins, and we were it has to be one of the youngest teams to ever play. It was it was the beginning of the career of Josh Beckett. Wasn't even up yet till halfway through the year, and it was Josh Beckett, AJ, Brad Penny, myself, and just early Alex Gonzalez and Luis Castillo and Preston Wilson, and we weren't very good. And it's tough. I think the toughest part for a starting pitcher is, you know, after early in the game, you know, 4 out of 5 times early in that game, you're sitting there and you give up that third run early in that game and you're in deep trouble here, that you're in a loss only mode potentially. And I think mentally, that's one of the toughest things for a starting pitcher to be able to get over, knowing when you're on a good team, you know, potentially in a division of a bunch of good teams, and when you're playing against some of these loaded teams, that your room for error is so small that sometimes you don't you pitch that way and it affects you in that game. Rather than, I remember with the Red Sox, sometimes I would breathe easy with the Red Sox knowing we're going to score six or seven runs in this game, even though I gave up three in the first. And so it's a big difference. Who has to step up? I mean, you just need a starting pitcher to step up, throw up six zeros or seven zeros, whatever the case may be. And we have guys on that. I think the Pirates have guys on that staff to do that. I thought the Brubaker start, you know, was a very encouraging one. I think he has good big league stuff, and you know, some of these, it really starts there. I think some of the Pirates' deflation was the Cabrian Hayes getting hurt so quick after he started the season with a home run and everything looked so good and he had such a great spring. But it's part of it. You're in that season, and it's 162 games, and you have to figure it out real quick.
Fan Hotline brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitis. Our friend Matt Clement joining us here, and he's sponsored by Dell Technologies. Was Burnett as wild as he was early in his career, not on the mound, but just in the clubhouse and crazy and a leader, as he was late in his career? What was he like to be around every day?
He was pretty wild. that whole team was pretty wild in general, and he fit in. I was probably one of the more mild-mannered people on that team.
No way. Get out of here.
So, I mean, Brad Penny and Burnett and Ryan Dempster, I mean, they like to have fun and do things, but they really were. I mean, it was you throw Beckett up there when he got called up. I mean, you think about some of the arms that were in that rotation. And AJ was as special a young player as I had been around. I mean, the way the ball came out of his hand was just so different. Would I call him like a leader like he was with the Pirates when he was here? I think he really was impressive how he led that staff and a lot of that clubhouse and different things. No, probably not. He was just one of the young guys that was finding their way with a absolute, you know, cannon for an arm.
Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The All-Star game moving to Colorado brings up this question, Matt, and it has nothing to do with the actual movement of the game and everything that goes into that. It's the home run derby. And I'm making the argument right now, I made it yesterday morning, leave the balls out of the humidor for the home run derby and let these guys just hit rockets halfway to Cheyenne for the home run derby. Have some entertainment value. They haven't had the All-Star game at Coors Field since, I think, your rookie year, 98, actually. So are there any, like, Pete, when you're a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball or any pitcher in Major League Baseball, does everybody have, like, their own Coors Field story of how they had one just absolutely destroyed at that ballpark?
Well, I one thing you try to do when you have one destroyed is forget about it real quick. I'm excited for I'm really excited for the home run derby. I think humidor or not, I think you're going to see the way these guys are hitting the ball right now, and can hit the ball. I don't care what kind of baseball you're using. It's going to be really exciting and fun to watch. It usually is anyway. And now you throw it into Coors Field. You know, I gave up my fair share and didn't have a whole lot of success there. I think my Colorado Rockies memory is like my Todd Helton. He owned me early in my career, and whether it be home or away, you know, he was a guy that I'd say if I had to guess started like 8 for 11 against me or something crazy like that at the beginning of his career, and he and it was even like, you know, you fool him and he check swings and hits the little bunt to third base for the hit to mix in with the three lasers he hit off you during the game. And he was just a guy that, you know, I had major – they didn't focus as much on this back when I was playing because it was before the time, but I had major splits when I was young where lefties hit close to 300 against me and righties hit under 200 against me. So, Larry Walker and Todd Helton rolling in that lineup against me didn't turn into a lot of pretty days for me early on in my, and it was like Nefi Perez was another lefty they threw in there who wasn't a great player at the time, but another person that gave me some trouble in that lineup. And then when I got to Chicago, I picked up a cutter, and I know like the end of the career, I think Helton finished like 1 for 7 or 8 or 9 against me. So I at least got a little bit of redemption for the beatings he gave me earlier in my career.
Matt Clement, who called like 25-year Major League player Nefi Perez not a great player here on the Fan Morning Show. We love it. he played forever. No, he probably played like a dozen years. I think he hit probably 275 or so, Nefi Perez. But he played for a bunch of teams, and he played forever. Matt, we were talking about this because there was breaking news this morning. They'll make anything out of breaking news. There's a bear wandering around Mount Washington. considering you live not in Mount Washington, in the middle of nowhere, where there are more bears than people, have you ever seen a bear on your property, or have you ever come upon a bear?
I've never come upon one or seen one, but I have pictures of people that have seen it on my property and in my area here. So, and back to Matthew Perez, because I do feel bad about that now a little bit. We're talking Todd Helton and Larry Walker, Hall of Famer, compared to Matthew Perez.
Oh, man.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. I think Neffy's going to let that one slide.
Yes. Yeah, big fan of the Fan Morning Show, Neffy Perez.
He listens. Neffy Perez, yeah.
Yeah, he's listening every day in Santo right Domingo. Streaming. Yes, on the Odyssey app. Yes, they get
very
it
very popular in the Dominican. hey, I wanted to ask you a basketball question before we let you run this morning, Matt. And we talked about Gonzaga, Baylor, and I think there's a legitimate question to ask about Mark Few at Gonzaga. He's had phenomenal teams. He's done a great job. I think three times in the last 20 years, they've had double-digit losses. That's it. They dominate, not just in their conference, but typically they go fairly deep into the tournament too. But he still hasn't won the big one. If Mark Few's not such a nice guy, is he getting hammered a little bit more this week for not ever getting over that hump, especially with this year's team?
Maybe a little bit. I think that the thing, nice guy, number one. A lot of respect, number two, and he's out in the corner of the United States, not in the center of all the media craziness. You know, he's out in Washington, and I actually spent my first little bit of pro ball year in Spokane, Washington. And we stayed in Gonzaga dorms, which I thought was really cool because John Stockton went there. That shows how old I am. He's done such and I think it's a tough call because you just don't see mid-majors show up and be as dominant, as good as they are, but it still shows how hard it is at the very end for a mid-major to get over the hump. And, I think this year's team was such a blow this year because he had the team. He didn't have the one Adam Morrison or the one lottery pick guy that was, you know, carrying him. And some great role players around him. He has potentially with Suggs and Rispert and some of the other guys on that team. He's looking at multiple draft picks off that team, like three or four maybe. And Suggs being a top five maybe. And so I think this year was the team that kind of matched up. And I think the easy criticism for him is West Coast Conference doesn't play anybody. Conference stinks, but he played he threw everybody on the schedule, including Baylor, and it got canceled this year. And so in a year like that, I mean, that trickles down to high school. When you have a good team, you're going to try to play everybody to get yourself tested, battle tested, even if it means a few losses. So did everything the right way. I think that one of maybe the best college basketball game I've ever watched on Saturday night with the UCLA game. I think that took, unfortunately for them, took a lot out of them. For that game against the Baylor team that just finally started clicking like they were earlier in the season, right after that first round of the tournament.
Matt Clement, we have Ray Fittipaldo coming up at 8, Neffy Perez at 9 o'clock. Matt, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. It's going to be 80 degrees today, so get out there and get some sun.
It's great. It should be a good Pirates weather for the opener tomorrow, hopefully.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Matt. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
the
Matt.
The best. You know, it's great insight, too, when he's like, you know, you're just getting hit hard that day. You got to get through it. You got to get through it. That and the Coors Field stuff. That's got it. Just such an uphill battle if you're a pitcher. You don't. It's like you're not going to throw a great game there. It's like how much you're going to limit the damage. Pretty much what
right
it is.
Especially even I was gonna say especially in the pre-humidor days, but even now, I mean, it not just because of the uppercut swings and the three true outcomes and all that, but you've got gaps that are the size of Nebraska in that ballpark. You're just, at the very least, you got to just reconcile yourself with the fact that you're going to give up like six doubles a night.
Right. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.